B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here he is from NBC Sports Philly. A man, quick slants, reporter extraordinaire, interviewer extraordinaire, D-Gun on the Comcast Business Hotline. What's up, D-Gun?
How do you expect me to live up to a lead-in like that, my brother?
Well, you do, man. You do. That's why that post-game show, between all the whole cast, it's great, and you coming in, it's a great show.
And I tell you what, man, if you could handpick a job, I don't think I can handpick a better job, man. And I think you would say the same thing about what you do as well. You know, I tell people all the time, I'm not smart enough to do anything else, so I got to keep doing this, man.
So let's look at it. There's so much to talk about. The most pressing thing is what's going on with the coaching staff. So Doug kind of made it, you know, he slipped up a bit and caused, I think, a lot of uncertainty surrounding Schwartz.
Yeah, that was a little interesting in terms of first he says he's coming back, and he said, then he said, let me clarify. If he doesn't get the Cleveland job, I don't see how you don't bring him back. I mean, say what you want to say about him in some things, but when you look at the stats he's put up with, in a lot of ways, average talent. I mean, the man's only had, what, two Pro Bowlers since he's been here, and the last 3 years his defense is in the top 10. The only problem I have with his defense is they give up too many big pass plays. But when you look at what they were consistently in the top 10 and run defense over the 4 years he's been here, and they've given up 60 points or less a season. If you hold an opponent, I don't care how inconsistent your defense is, if you can hold an opponent to 22 points or less in today's National Football League, you're doing something right, you know. And so I would be surprised if he's not back here in 2020 if he doesn't get that Cleveland job.
The only thing is, though, you know, the way Doug made it kind of slip out, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets if he winds up getting the defensive coordinator job in Cleveland.
You think so? Now, the Eagles will have something to say about that because
yeah, I don't think the Eagles are going to rush to go in that direction.
All right, well, if that's what you believe. You look at what's available to replace him out there. I mean, who do you want to come in here?
I don't know, but obviously Doug. I mean, go back to the news conference.
Yep.
He says first that Groh and Walsh are coming back.
Correct.
Right, and then all of a sudden, when he talks about Schwartz, he's a whole hemming and hawing about the job interview, and he's coming back on the plane, and he says, well, currently he's my defensive coordinator. What does that mean, currently, right? Then he comes back, I know what I said, and he gets all frustrated, which leads you to believe that there's something there. And we also know what kind of strong presence he is. We know he's a big personality in that building. I'm telling you, you could sniff it. You could smell this a mile away.
So you think there's some tension between the two?
I do. I don't think. I think he's gone. That's what having covered a million teams. That's what to me. That's my conclusion. Now I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but it certainly feels that way.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm just basing my thought on it. On the fact that they've had success here together. You know, the players love playing for Schwartz. And when you bring in somebody new, you have to be really careful in terms of who you're bringing in. Because I don't see this defense changing to a 3-4. It's going to stay a 4-3 defense. You know, you have personnel here, and obviously you can get personnel in free agency in the draft and convert to a 3-4. I don't think this defense will convert to a 3-4.
I agree. I think you're dead right about that.
Yeah, but then you have to wonder, okay, what kind of personality and what kind of pedigree are you going to bring in here? Because the top guys, other than Wade Phillips, who runs a 3-4, have already been gobbled up or they're still with somebody else. So that's why I'm leaning more towards him coming back. You could be right. You could be 100% right. He could be gone. And
yeah, but here's the thing, though. You don't know what kind of guy, what linebacker's coach somewhere that you have an eye on. I mean, that's always kind of been the case. Now, if you want to go the veteran route, you could go to Rex.
Rex? If he still wants to coach.
Yeah. I mean, you know these guys, they always want to coach. Have you been around coaches? They want to coach.
Money. You know, sometimes you're comfortable with that seven-figure TV money and feel, you know, hey, wait a minute. I don't have to work for him.
Yeah, he's not Cowher, though.
Hey, you know. You never know, but you're right. A guy like Rex Ryan, you know, that coaching is still in his blood. You know, it's funny, I've never really heard his name mentioned out there for anything, you know, when these jobs started popping up. And usually his name is one of the names that pops up when openings occur.
Yeah, so, again, it could be he could be looking at some, you know, some linebackers coach somewhere. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
absolutely.
You know, that's all possible.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, so let me ask you this. What do you do? You're close to these players, and I want you to look at some of these free agents because you know them well. First of all, what are you going to do with Malcolm?
I put it out there on social media that, you know, this man, this entire season, came to training camp, played the season. Whenever he was asked about his contract, unlike a lot of players who hold out, who make contracts an issue in a locker room, can be a distraction, this man went about his business, played at a high level, and, you know, didn't show any signs of being 31. You can say he may have lost a step, but didn't show any signs. And when you look at what he's asked to do in his defense, a lot of safeties aren't asked to do what he does in the defense. Now, if anybody can get this man paid, it's Howie Roseman. And I'm not saying pay him like the top 10 in the National Football League. But there's a middle ground where you can pay him to where he's comfortable. And I do believe that there is a place for him in terms of a player, a versatile player, and as a role model in that locker room for young players coming up and how they should conduct their business as professional
athletes. Yeah, I agree.
In the locker room, on the field, and in a community. So there's some value in that. And I still think Malcolm has 2, maybe 3 good years left in him. The man's played 100% of the snaps the last 2 seasons.
I agree with you. I think, by the way, he's done some difficult things for you, right? He has been the slot corner. He has covered the tight end. He became a blitzer last year when they needed him to.
He played linebacker.
He's a spy. Yes, I agree. Listen, you don't have to convince me about Jenkins.
So I think Howie is smart enough to realize his value in a whole realm of things, not just an athlete, but as a person. And in so-called, you know, they always talk about how they want culture guys in their locker room. Who better to be culture guy in the locker room than a Malcolm Jenkins?
All right.
So I do think you can pay him.
All right, how about Peters?
Jason Peters, I hate to say it, man's highly decorated. He has served his purpose. It is time to move on. Jason Peters has been phenomenal, and he still played at a decent level in 2019. But there's a reason why you drafted this kid, Andre Dillard. And let me say this, from what I've seen of Dillard in 2019, I'm not so sure he's 100% ready to take that role. There's only going to be one way to find out, and that's to put him in there every day. But I do think it's time to move on from Jason Peters. I know he has a very close relationship with Jeffrey Lurie. But it's time. You know, Father Time is undefeated. And I think it's time for him to move on.
Yeah, I agree with that. All right, what are you going to do with Jeffrey?
If I could find a way, that's a tough one because Howie stood at the podium and talked about how Alshon still has a lot of good football left in him. They owe this man a lot of money. If it was me, I would move on from Alshon and go in a little bit different direction. And I'm not saying this for sure, but if Alshon is a distraction in that locker room, you know, the rumors and all that stuff for the last 2 years, if he is deemed a distraction in that locker room, you have to move on from him. You have to surround Carson with guys who understand this is Carson's team and won't buck the system. And again, I'm not saying anything that I know personally about Alshon being a distraction, but, you know, you heard the rumors out there about him being a leak and so on and so forth. If that is the case, I think it's time to move on from Alshon. Look for something in free agency, or you may have to use that first-round draft pick.
Listen, it's a great receiver draft. I want to come away with two receivers.
I agree.
And it's about time you get Carson his guy, a guy that he can grow with. Yep.
Absolutely. I mean, you need some corners. You're going to have to draft some corners as well. You know, and you may draft a safety. So, I mean, they have a lot of needs.
And by the way, you need a linebacker, too. Don't forget that.
You may need to get a couple of linebackers in here.
Yeah. Here's the thing I'm worried about. Let me ask you this. We're talking to D. Gunn on the Comcast Business Hotline. Did you get enough from Barnett?
Well, considering his injury, he is what he is. I thought he played well his first when he could play. That ankle injury gave him problems. But, you know, he's still under that rookie deal. You got to bring him back. You know, if Brandon Graham's coming back and he looks up to Brandon Graham, I say give Barnett another year to prove himself. I think the kid has a lot of potential. I think he's shown it in flashes. He just has to show it consistently. I don't want it to be a situation when Brandon Graham first got here and everybody wanted to run him out of town. He was injury plagued his first, three, 4 years in the league. And then all of a sudden we started to see the Brandon Graham we hoped we would see when he was drafted as high as he was. I think Barnett is in that same category. Let's give him another year before we start making definitive decisions about him.
Yeah, I guess that my only point is you have no choice but to give him another year. But I'm disappointed.
I don't want to use the word disappointed only because of the injury he sustained. And you know, let's face it, this game is his wheels.
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, he can dip low. I mean, when he gets low and he gets under these big tackles, and he's got a good motor. And he never really said it, but we don't know, even when he came back, how much that ankle was still affecting him in a lot of ways.
Yeah. Do you feel empty?
Yeah, it's like incomplete. But, man, when you take the battery out of a car, the car died. And once Carson went down.
No, it was dead.
Even with McDowell, they still had a number of chances to tie that game and to possibly win that game. And for whatever reason, it just kept stalling. It was just, you know, how many injuries can you sustain before it catches up to you? I mean, you're playing with wide receivers that were bagging groceries a couple of months ago.
To me, when Wentz goes down, it's over. I mean, that's just that.
You got the whole Pro Bowl side, right side of your offensive line is gone. I mean, what more could you do? And let's face it, Seattle is not a great blitzing team, but they took advantage of the holes in the pick and fence on the Eagles' offense, and it showed.
All right, last thing, real quick, because we're up against it. Does Doug get a veteran offensive guy in here? Now, he said no, but then Zach Berman this morning said that's a possibility, and to kind of change and revamp this offense.
I don't know if he's going to revamp it, but I do think he needs another set of eyes and ears like a Frank Reich to come in here. I think that is what has been missing from this offense ever since the Super Bowl run, and we can see it in the play calling. We can see it in a lot of ways in the decision making. I think he needs another definitive set of eyes who's maybe been in a coordinator situation, who has a very good concept of offensive schemes and offensive deceptions, even in offenses. You know, if Zach Berman puts it out there, I have a lot of respect for Zach. And I have to agree with him. I think Doug should sit back. Once they sit back and analyze everything good and bad about this offense, about the way play calling was done, then maybe you need to bring in another definitive set of eyes and ears to look over your shoulder and make suggestions on why you should do things a little bit differently.
Yeah, I think so. I think the offense needs to be more Carson friendly. So we'll see. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be interesting, D-Gun. It's as always. So we'll be checking in with you, brother. All right?
I appreciate it.
I'm going to miss it. I'll get you the primos out there, too. Don't worry about that.
All right, brother. You know what they say, parting is such sweet sorrow, man. I've enjoyed talking to you Thursday all season long. I know I'll see you in the offices with the betting show and stuff like that. And, brother, we'll sit down and break bread, man, and just talk about life.
Sounds great, D. Sounds great. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate it. There he is, D. Gunn. You too, pal, from NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.